Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. April 7th, huh? Dang. 7 days into our 30-day
we'll get
stay-at-home order.
We'll get there.
Yep. But hosting
until,
along with
until
me.
Until they give us another 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. That's the well, we won't even get into that right now. But I'm hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing.
Got some changes going on today.
That's right.
So, and of course, Matt Esposito. I always leave you out, and I don't mean him
here
on
present.
Purpose. So thank you for being here. Originally, out of respect for your situation, hope you don't mind me mentioning anything.
No.
We didn't expect you to be in. We rearranged Enzo LaLama round two for today, but we pushed it off till next week because we weren't sure if you're going to be here, and we didn't want to, you know, kind of walk on your toes. But you're here.
I'm here.
So thank you for being here. We had some last minute changes. So Enzo, we didn't do this on purpose. So we're going to see you guys hopefully next week on Tuesday.
So don't be mad at Cindy for this.
Yeah,
it's all my fault.
So, but
be mad at Matt.
Be mad at me.
So Gary tried to trick Cindy into coming in.
Yes.
And Cindy tricked someone else, Dennis, to come in. He got tricked because he didn't think he was going to be on Facebook Live. But surprise, Matt's here. Cindy's here. And Dennis is here. And
here,
Dennis, thank you for coming in,
sure,
and being surprised. I think Cindy felt outnumbered last year because I said it was nice to have a pretty face in here. Aside from looking at these guys, so she brought her boyfriend in this week to say, hey, you better watch your mouth. I'm going to stick him on you guys.
That's right.
He's got a much prettier face.
Also, wait a minute. Let's no, we won't vote. We won't vote on Facebook. I don't want you to come.
We don't want Dennis to feel bad.
All right.
My mom raised ugly.
So, as I say, I got a face for radio, not this camera.
Anyway, so what's your last name?
Dowell.
Dennis Dowell. I knew it was something.
Yeah.
Well, you can either turn him up or talk close to the mic.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I can do both.
Well, see, Arlie speaks loud, so we had to keep turning him down.
Yes.
And the lower we went, the louder Arlie got.
He wanted to make sure he was heard.
It was the cookies. He was all hyped up on sugar.
Oh, yeah. Lucky he got cookies. He's a lucky
my
guy.
We won't go there, and we won't ask what cookies you get. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you, Cindy. Not embarrassed. Okay.
Take more than that.
Okay. Gary? No, nothing about gay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What do we got?
Surprise.
Uh-oh. I don't know what the surprise is.
What's
the surprise?
It's moving around.
Oh, okay.
We got three cameras on this thing.
Oh, man.
Now I'm even uglier.
Hold on. We're on candid camera now, so watch out.
Hold on. Oh, I know what he did. Okay. All right.
That's okay.
Continue.
All right. So thanks, Cindy, for doing
putting up with our confusion.
And thanks for letting us screw it up for you. That's what guys do. We like you women like make things right. We like to screw it up. And
hey, I roll.
And we're good at that.
I'm just excited to hear from the skid plate champion.
That's right. See, here's what's funny. Like, Cindy don't. I waste a lot of time at first. And she likes to get right to the point. She's like, come on, Mike. What the hell are you talking about? Let's get to the facts here.
Yes.
She's very determined.
Yes, she is. So, but she
motivated.
There's a method to my madness, by the way, Cindy.
I know you're awesome. I'll just show that. Don't
even
talk to me.
Okay.
I'm not even here.
You're not, yes, you are.
And we got both skid plate champions, one from the year before last and this one.
Champion.
Yes. See? Don't touch him.
I touch him all the time.
We're allowed. We're allowed. Are you guys in the same household?
Yes.
Okay, then you're allowed. We got to keep our arm length, six foot distance. And anyway, all right, Cindy. We'll get right to the point. I know she's getting frustrated over there. No, that's okay. So because of that, we'll start with Cindy. Gary, you mentioned last year's skid plate champion. Of course, we didn't have as a crazy time last year.
18.
Oh, 18. That's what I mean.
Yes.
And Dennis's previous season.
Yeah.
So, 2018 champion. Where was Dennis in all this at the time?
He got Rookie of the Year.
So that was
Rookie
your
of
first
the
year,
and third in points.
Give you any pointers or anything?
Yeah, a lot of pointers.
See?
Yeah.
And they worked, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
It actually ended up getting you to a position where you're able to. Were you trying to run for points, or did you just, you know, you're out there?
No, not really. I was just out there to try to win races.
Right.
That's my end goal, is just to go out and win races.
Yeah. You know, and skid plate, of course, is a unique division. If you haven't seen what a skid plate car is or anything, because me and Gary are outnumbered here by skid plate racers tonight. So, but it's a good mix of, and here's an example, a good mix of experienced racers with Cindy, new racers just out of the stands
right.
with Matt, and then what was your past experience with any kind of racing?
My past experience was off-road motorcycles.
So you had some type of a need for speed already, but
absolutely.
In motorcycles.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what made you, you know, even think about the skid plate? Was it?
I was hanging out at the racetrack, watching her race, and TJ Clark had an extra car.
Okay.
And he heard me criticizing the way she was driving, and he says, "Next week you're getting in this car. Put your money where your mouth is."
And you know what's funny is, and you guys can attest to this, is coming from the stand, it's easier to race from the stand than it is on the track, right?
Absolutely.
You can easily critique somebody and say, "Why didn't you do this? And why didn't you do that?" And
yeah.
I still do that. So, but
wait, you were criticizing my
car?
You're just now finding this out.
Leave it to the only girl in the room to find the details.
And I have to say,
4 years ago.
Stuck on that. I'm never gonna forget that
forever. What you're up to? Before Cindy cut you off.
The first time getting one of those skid plate cars is one of the most humbling experiences I've gone through.
You never experienced anything like that before that point, huh? And,
no.
You know, Gary, as an experienced racer, had been humbled also.
Oh, yeah.
First time he got in
yeah.
one. You, how far into the track did you make it?
I didn't.
Neither did I.
I didn't.
My first two times on the racetrack, I made it 5 feet, spun the car, backed it into the wall.
And hit,
oh, see,
they, you guys
I
had
think
to
there's
say,
a magnet right there for
there
that.
Is.
Because
is.
It's for new drivers.
You know, they're coming on the track where everybody stands.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of turn two.
Right.
I didn't even make it to the end of that, and I already backed it into the wall.
As soon as that car drops off, if you're not on the gas, trying to chase it down the hill or get it down the straightaway, you're going to hit that wall.
Now so you tell me, where were you 3 years ago?
Well, here's the difference.
That's a drag strip. Drag racing.
Awesome. So he was like, yeah, screw this. I'm doing drag racing.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is you stopped doing it. He kept doing it, so he became champion. When did you start? I mean, what was your thought when that first happened? You hit the track. All of a sudden, you're spinning. Were you like?
I was embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah,
so
I was really embarrassed.
And you knew people were...
And then I couldn't get the car around the track successfully. I was driving around on the bottom.
Right.
While her and Racer X were doing their thing around the
top. And you're
like,
how the heck are they going so fast?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty upset. Probably the third time out there, I was questioning what I was doing out there.
Why
am I out here? This is stupid. This is the dumbest
thing
I've ever
done. I'm not having any
fun.
were you thinking, hey... All that criticizing I was doing, that maybe there's more to this than...
No, that thought never crossed.
It was just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Were there other people on the track, too, besides...
No, it was
just
three
guys
of
were out there.
Yeah.
I mean, did you, like, kind of figure it out and thinking, hey, man, I got this. I'm going to go a little bit faster.
I didn't figure it out until the next day.
Okay.
Race day. That's when Cindy told me that I needed to get my speed up.
Okay.
And once I was brave enough to, you know, put the throttle to the floor, it was easier to drive. It really was. Right. It kept, you know, you get your momentum
starting
up,
to wash
and
up,
it keeps
and
you
then,
up on the
okay.
on the racetrack.
And you're able to kind of get a little bit faster and
right.
faster.
After I spun that car 87 times, Matt Cunningham comes to me and says, "Hey, you would have done better if you kept your momentum up."
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you tell
yeah,
me.
Right.
Why didn't you tell me before I got in the car? Not it, after.
Well, there's a reason. People want to see other people fail first,
yeah.
so their advice is a lot
sure.
better.
But at the same time, it's something you have to feel and learn for yourself.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. Your initial reaction is to drive it like a race car.
Right.
With four-wheel race car. And it doesn't do that.
And when it starts spinning, you want to let off of everything and not
right.
get
you,
into it.
You let
it.
Off and brake.
Right.
When you brake,
you
the car...
You want, it wants to come around. Do you guys think it makes a difference what wheelbase of front-wheel drive or anything like that? Because obviously these are all front-wheel drive cars. A skid plate, if you're not sure what it is, you can go to LVMS.com. You know, or just go on the internet. You can find a lot of skid plate racing out there.
Dennis would know because I think he drove the most cars.
Oh, I've only driven two. And the first one I drove had bad ball joints and tie rod ends, and it was pretty evil.
And then,
but you didn't know that at the time when you
I did know.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, I had to make repairs to the car just to take it to the racetrack.
Oh, somebody's here on Facebook ratting you out.
But then you drove Cindy's car once onto the track.
Well, that was after I drove my own. Yeah, it was ratting me out.
Your brother.
Oh.
What's up, Larry?
So the X2 was the shortest wheelbase. Didn't you drive the X2?
Yeah.
So that was the shortest wheelbase. Was that different than what your car is now?
I can't really make that assessment because I broke the transmission before the race in the second practice.
No way.
So
you couldn't really.
Yeah. And I didn't have enough experience anyways.
Right.
So, but the car you did have, you had to do a lot of work to it. And as you were doing the work to it, did you notice a slight increase as you were doing that? I mean, in your performance on the track, or was it just, hey, I need to fix this stuff, and it was?
I can attest to one of his aha moments.
Right.
When he realized that the alignment was off on his car, and
oh.
once that was fixed,
he was
a terror.
So. I mean, this is a true question. So alignment and stuff like that, obviously on a regular car makes a difference. It really makes that much of a difference on a car that has no back wheel. It
makes a big difference
really?
On that skid plate
okay.
car, yeah.
You would think it like all that's out the window. You know, you just, hey, you're out there just turning and driving and putting on the gas.
That's what I thought too until I drove her car mm-hmm. after driving mine for a full season.
Do you think, hey, I could be Wonder Woman for a year?
Oh, man, I jumped in her car. I couldn't get under 31 seconds in my car. I jumped in her car and was running in the 29.
So you automatically. Seconds. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I figured out I better start looking around and see what's wrong with my car.
Right. And that's when you start figuring out these little things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's good to know because a lot of that does, like if you end up going into a different division, let's say a bomber or something else, some of that translates into, you know, the other divisions. You know, that's where an entry level or an entertainment division it's cool to see guys just come off the stands and that never raced before get into it, but you're also racing against other experienced racers like Cindy, which is almost like a new experience for you, right? When you first got into it, Cindy, did you have the same experience? Similar?
Yeah. I couldn't get it to go down the straightaway, but the corners were a lot like dirt, so I had dirt experience. That
right.
helped. But Dennis, you know, he's being a little modest, as Lucas Hand said, because he's a racer. You know, he's
right.
got that racer brain. He's raced dirt bikes till he, you know, his hands are
right.
bloody, and he drag raced. So when we first started dating, I'd go over the drag strip, then I'd go race my car, and then we'd meet in the middle somewhere, whoever got finished first. So he's a racer. He knows how to race. So I think that's why he took to it so fast, too. Or it's just in the Dowell blood, because his brother picked it up pretty quick, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, he did pick it up pretty
quick. So you started, then you picked up this. I mean, obviously, you got the 2018
yeah,
championship,
was,
and then you
built my car.
Oh, okay.
See what had happened. I drove TJ's car at the end of 2017.
Okay. The one race.
And she got her car wrecked at that same race.
Okay.
She wanted to build a new car, so I built two cars.
Sweet.
I went out and found two Honda Acuras.
And I fell in love, you know.
With the car?
With the car.
The actors? Or, oh.
Yeah, with the car.
So were you guys together before this then?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I didn't know if like this was a love connection through skid play
cars.
No, it's definitely racing. I mean, that's what attracted us to each other. So he's a racer. It's just he'd never raced the bull ring before. He's been a spectator all his life.
Well, I'm glad we didn't lose you to the drag strip going his way. He came your way, see?
Yeah.
So.
Well, he still has his Nova. So.
You sure get a lot more track time on the oval than you do over at the drag strip. Yeah.
Well, tell us about the adrenaline, though, in a drag strip. And what kind of Nova do you have? I mean,
that's pretty
the
fun.
The most
adrenaline I experienced doing it was the first time that car picked the front wheels off the ground from the starting
That's
line.
Pretty amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
If you pick the front wheels of anything,
I didn't have a roll bar in the car. I still had a bench seat in it, and it pushed me all the way back against the seat frame.
Did you know you were like almost at that point where, you know, you're working on your car, you're getting horsepower out of it, you're squeezing a little more and a little more? Cause that's what.
Yeah, I'd had it out there, and I never checked my throttle linkage, and I was only getting probably 5/8 of the throttle. The secondaries were barely opening.
Wow.
And it was running, you know, low 12s at 105 miles an hour. And then I discovered that in the garage, and my first pass in it, it went 1097 at 120.
That's smoking.
So, and I really didn't know it picked the front wheels off the ground until they set back down.
Wow.
I felt them, you know, set back down.
No kidding.
And I was on for the ride. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Was that like
pretty exciting?
Was it like on a midnight mayhem type night, or did you go out there on a
It was
an
on
event?
A midnight mayhem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a kind of an open night to be out.
Yeah,
there.
They had a classification that you could trailer a car out there.
Okay. Before
police. Yeah.
Before that. Yeah.
And they didn't really stop me from going because my lack of safety equipment. Because you go quicker than 1150,
you're
they want
supposed
you
to
have a roll
gear.
Bar,
yeah.
Harnesses. I didn't have any of that stuff.
Right. But you didn't know
bench seat.
But you didn't know you were gonna break the 11s, did you? At that time before you went out.
I wasn't sure.
That's pretty cool.
I wasn't sure.
Well, I wanna know, so you said you start off in motorcycles and stuff like that. Is that something you've done since you're a little kid, or how'd you get into it?
Yeah, I used to go ride dirt bikes with friends before I was 18.
Did you do competition racing at all? Just for fun?
Once, let's see, early 20s, I did some desert racing.
Oh, cool.
And I quit when I became a homeowner. I hurt my shoulder.
Oh, that sucks.
I was more concerned about making my mortgage than racing. And then I started doing it again in 2003.
Okay.
And I didn't miss a race from 2003 through
2007. Did you go back to renting in 2003?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I still had a mortgage.
but you...
But my ex-wife and I were doing really well.
Okay.
So it wasn't that big of a deal if I would have broken any bones.
You still could pay your
mortgage. Yeah, it would have been all right.
I'm just playing with you. So cool. So tell us about your bike. I mean, you're a Kawasaki fan, Yamaha fan,
KTM fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I had
a lot of KTM
03
fans out there.
KTM 520 MXC.
Oh, that's a good. That's a.
And then I had in 05, I bought a 300 MXC, which is a two stroke.
Okay.
520 was a four stroke.
You could tell the difference in the two stroke.
Oh, absolutely.
Four stroke.
Yeah,
that's huge.
The two stroke was light.
Yeah.
And nimble. Didn't have the power of the 520.
Yeah.
The 520 was like a tractor.
Yeah. I respect the guys that race or ride the four stroke 500s, 520s and all that.
I was faster on that 300, but it just never felt like
it. That's cool. So you had your hands full with those.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go riding at? I mean, just anywhere in particular or
Nelson Hills. We used to be able to go out on the Sheep Mountain Range.
Oh.
I lived out there. I could leave from my garage.
No kidding.
And go ride out there, but they stopped all that. It's all fenced off.
Oh, man. Of course. Yeah. Got to put restrictions on
everything. I got pulled over by the desert police.
I'd like to be the desert police. That's all they do is ride, right?
Yeah, Larry, if you're watching, you remember that.
So there must be a story behind it. What happened?
Larry and my brother and I were out riding. I was just breaking in. I put a new piston in the in the 300, and I was just out breaking it in. And I saw him, and I knew we were going to get pulled over.
Oh, no way.
And I thought about running. I really thought about it.
Is it Larry, your younger or older brother?
Younger brother.
Did he say, let's run, go? That's funny.
No, I decided to stop.
Did you know that they were out there? I mean, you...
I didn't know they were out there until I saw them. I could see the guys in the pickup truck,
right.
And then there was another one on a Honda.
Wow.
Honda motorcycle. And I wanted to give him a run for his money.
But you knew there was a chance they were going to catch you if you did.
Yeah. Either me or catch my brother.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See, that's a good brother. He knew he could get away.
Yeah.
He didn't think the younger brother could get away.
So anyways, I stopped and took a tongue lashing and, you know.
That's good. That's
they entered us in their system. So
next time would have been
right.
A ticket or something.
Yeah.
They let you ride off?
Yeah, they let us go.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I guess now the only place you can ride is either out by the Nellis Dunes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Larry said they were going to take your bike.
Well, they threatened us. If they caught us again, they were going
to
take.
So who was the one mouthing off to almost get that? Was that the younger brother?
Larry.
I'm the lippy one.
You're the lippy. Well, see, Larry gave us a lot of information.
I have a problem with authority.
Larry's just ratting him out left and right in here.
Well, Cindy must give you a lot of freedom then, because
puts up with a lot of crap.
Well, that's funny. That's a funny story. So you didn't never go back out. I'm sure you didn't break any rules.
I'm sure you didn't go back out.
Uh-huh. Did that kind of put a little bit of a squash on your riding, or did you
continue to ride
other areas?
Went other areas,
stuff?
Yeah. Just had to put them in a pickup truck. And
how'd you go from that to end up with a drag race car?
Well, I don't know, one day decided it wasn't any fun anymore. It was,
the bike was just too much work,
yeah. Plus, I was worried about getting hurt.
Oh, and you think the cars are less work?
Yeah.
Were you out there doing jumps and all that kind of stuff? I mean,
I never flew the motorcycle like you see.
I mean, you probably
these young kids doing.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing. I like trail riding.
No freestyle, Superman.
No trips.
I've done Supermans before, flying W's, not on purpose.
Yeah, just going off the edge.
There. Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what happened? How'd you end up with the track? You said you have a Nova, is that what it is?
Yeah, I've always had a love for cars.
Right.
Always. And I was building the Nova while I was still racing motorcycles.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Was you building it into a drag car, or was it something just a project?
No, just for a street car.
Really?
I wanted to build a,
what year was
12-second street car. It's a 1972.
Well, there's motivation, a 12-second street car. So.
Which is pretty easy to do these days. When I was a kid, that was,
right.
If you had a 12-second street car, you're one of the fastest on the street.
Yeah. What year did you say?
72.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. You don't see many Novas or any of those.
My first
anymore.
Car was a Nova.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
She doesn't like me for me. She likes me for the Nova.
The Nova. It's all about the Nova.
I like you too.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, the Nova's first. No. So you bought that just,
I bought it as a shell. I had took two cars and built one car out of the two.
It was like one of those few $100 deals where you bought one for a few $100 and then another one.
Yeah.
And then just
that's
pieces off of this.
That's how it started, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And I put a 9-inch in it, a turbo 400 with a trans brake and big converter. 427 small block.
Nice.
He'd pick his little girls for rides in them too. So
I used to pick my girls
up
from school in that when they were little.
I'm sure they were.
They loved it.
Yep.
My youngest one, don't do it, Daddy. Don't do it.
Oh, that's funny.
It was fun. They loved it.
You do all your own motor work and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
I built the engine. Yeah.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, that's early on. I mean, obviously, today's you have more accessibility to parts and knowledge and all that. Back when you were building that, what year was that roughly when you started building your Nova? Quite a few years ago.
I think I started on it in 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. It was all mail order. Everything.
You got
mail order.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you kind of got it like way early on.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Lucas said you had a fast Chevy truck too.
My El Camino. He remembers that when I had the El Camino. Yeah.
And that you learned to not take crap after working with his dad.
Yeah. That's what those old guys taught us. I don't know if we can swear on here. No.
Yeah, you can swear. It's okay. We let Cindy.
We don't give a damn. Yeah, Cindy always swears on here.
Well, that's cool. So you got all mail order stuff, built your own motor and all that. And your target was at the 12-second streetcar,
right?
Did you end up? Is it street legal or?
It can be.
Really?
Yeah.
You just need
registration and insurance. It's really not too practical to drive on the street.
What does it look like? I mean, you got the big fat tires on it and
actually,
all that,
no.
Just
there's
regular...
two 55/60s on the back.
Okay.
They're actually pretty small.
Wow.
Pretty small tires.
No kidding. I wish instead of all the money I spent on Circle Track, right, I wish I would have built something like that, a project car, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you still have nice. Show it.
Wherever the camera is.
Wow. Right there. That's nice. Sweet. No wonder, Cindy. Cool. That is. That's beautiful. Congrats on the work you did. And
it's just an old beater.
You're right. You think it still do close to 11 seconds today?
Oh, yeah. It'll still.
Wow.
It'll run low 11, high 10.
No kidding.
All day long.
See, that's what's cool is anytime he wants, well, except for today's world, the current world, but at any time you want to get that adrenaline rush, you can just run out to the track and take a run out there. When's the last time you took it out?
It's been about 2 years.
A couple of years.
Two and a half years, yeah.
Since we started kid player racing.
Okay.
2017.
Does it have a passenger seat?
No.
Oh.
Bench seat? Oh, no, there's no seat anymore. No.
Right. I took all that out.
So it's just a single seat.
Single seat.
Well, I'm trying to get Cindy a ride in that at 11 seconds. So is it possible to get a second seat back? Or are you allowed to?
He lives near this street.
No, you can't take passengers.
No way.
He lives near the street called Hammer Lane. So we've hammered down.
Oh, so you've got your adrenaline out of it. That's cool.
Yeah, I threw her over there and she sat on the floor.
that's pretty ballsy. He values your life.
And she trusts me.
Yes.
And I have balls.
Get on the floor. We're going for a ride. That's pretty cool. Well, sweet.
Actually, that car is more fun to drive on the street than it is on the drag strip.
Track. Yeah.
Because you don't get any traction. So it's.
Right.
You know, you're stabbing and steering and shifting gears.
Cool.
Just like skid plate.
It's pretty fun. Pretty fun.
So now we know where the.
Well, except that car, you can stay in it and. Pull straight. Skid plate car doesn't work like that.
No. Well, that's cool. So a couple years ago, you got into skid plate racing.
My fault,
Yep. And Cindy, women.
No.
Ruin men's
you
life. No,
that.
I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. So that's cool. So you get into skid plate racing. Of course, Cindy helped out there. I mean, do you mind asking how you guys met? I mean, is it okay to ask? I don't want to probe if you feel comfortable.
And his profile picture was a Nova.
Oh, are you serious?
Serious.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of women don't like cars.
Right.
They don't like racing. They don't want you working on them.
Did you know what you're getting into when you first
and
met
I'm
this
like,
one?
Can you weld?
No.
Like, can you weld? Yeah.
Wait, can you weld? Can you drive?
Right. These are her,
do you mind if I go to the racetrack every week?
What was funny is we were texting. We hadn't even met yet. She wanted me to go out and take pictures of the engine in my car.
So it's true. She did fall in love with the Nova first. We don't care about you right now, Dan. I want to see your car. Let's see the guts. Let's see the insides.
Well, that says a lot about a man.
Well, that's true. Hey, I can't deny that.
What a big block you have, right?
That's a nice engine. Did you do that? Did you think, what is this woman thinking? Is she crazy or what?
No, I actually went out and took pictures.
So you actually,
actually
was like a good thing. Like, yeah,
right.
Cool.
You want to see the motor? There you go.
Sure.
Well, you know, that's cool because you put a lot of time and probably a lot of heart into that car. And
absolutely.
Somebody's interested in it that's looking into you. what, you know, sure. some of your
little opportunity to show off
yeah.
a little bit.
Well, yeah. who doesn't like to show off, right?
To someone you didn't even know.
Right? It worked, right?
It worked. I was impressed.
Like, man, there's a chick that likes cars.
What'd you think when he actually like sent the pictures and stuff like that, Cindy?
What
like,
a great sense of humor,
cool.
too. He's, yeah, he's great. He's also a handyman.
What was his sense of humor? Did he like take pictures like point the stage in or?
Well, I found out because it's not on his profile that he is a handyman, which is also attractive.
Right.
You know, oh, you can do stuff because a lot of guys.
Right. Can't do a whole lot of things.
You know?
Sure.
Now, now she's walking around the house looking to see.
Okay.
She's
got a.
I've got
a he don't know. She's got a honeydew list.
I've got a
huge
honeydew list. So he goes to the racetrack with me, and he can fix my
shit. And a racetrack.
Okay, I'll be down. Right.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, how is this not in your profile? Because
right.
if you would put that in your profile, you wouldn't even be single right now. I mean, seriously, there's like, isn't there like a whole porn category?
Yeah, but
they,
you know, all the women, they, just,
right.
they want you to
some electrical flow.
So I sent him this picture. This was before I met him in person.
That's
I sent him
funny.
This picture of like, you know, a sexy handyman with no shirt on.
Right.
So he went in his bathroom and he took the same picture of
himself
with his pulled out before
cool.
we met. And I was like, oh, this guy's a
That's
keeper.
Funny. That's funny.
Humor. Sense of humor.
I was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got this.
Yeah, but lips all over it. Yeah.
And I have the picture.
Oh, my
she saved it.
Oh, heck yeah. I saved it. I've never really showed a lot of people this.
Well, we want to see.
I don't know if you want to see.
This oh, that's cool. Of... That's funny.
Don't you.
Well, then I had some projects for him. Yeah,
I told you, walking around the house looking to see what needs to be
yeah,
done.
Yeah, so how we actually first met in person was like, hey, I need some shelves built in Utah. Can you go to Utah with me tomorrow? He's like, yep.
Yeah,
that's cool. So she had three lists, Utah list. The home list and the welding list for the racetrack.
Oh, it's
a race
ending.
Car list.
It's
still,
never ending.
And it's you're still working on the same list, right?
Yes.
The same three. That's funny. That's pretty cool. Though. That's cool. I mean, I'm glad that's a true match, you know.
Yeah, that is a pretty good match.
That's cool.
And he
it's
can't
nice
use...
to be able to tell somebody, you know, I'm not going to see you tonight because I need to work on the race cars.
Right.
Okay.
And they understand.
And
they know
understand.
What the hell you're talking
yeah.
about. That's pretty cool.
And he can't use the excuse, I didn't hear you.
Right. Exactly, right? Yeah, you'll never be able to use that excuse. You might have to break your glasses. I couldn't see. Oh, that's cool. Well, that's funny. That's a funny story. What was your first on your honeydew list?
The shelves in Utah.
Oh, okay. It got done, and it
mm-hmm.
looks good,
Beautiful.
And they're still holding today.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, they're all piled full of junk.
They're holding all the junk.
What they were intended for. That's why she needed them.
Car parts and everything else.
I kind of feel more like it's a partnership.
Yeah, it is.
What was on your honeydew list for her? Did she have anything?
No.
Oh. Just be there for me. That's all, right?
Let me go work on my Nova when I want to.
Yeah.
And
just keep taking me up to Utah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You like it up there?
Fell in love with that place.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's see, that's motivation too. I mean, you want it to look nice and work on stuff. So
then I score, right?
See?
Utah. We've been to Havasu, Pahrump together, dirt track, all four nights.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think when did you find out she was was it through Match, of course, that you found out she was a race car driver and had some racing experience? I mean, was that some of the attraction, or just that she liked cars in general too?
Yeah, all the above. All the above. It didn't happen, you know, instantaneously.
Right. Sure.
It evolved over time.
No, that's
but,
cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty
oh,
fun.
I
just going
my...
out to the bullring with her. That was my first experience of actually being in the pit on the other, you know, the other side of the grandstands.
Have you been in any races before, like circle track stuff before that? And you knew a little bit of what it was. You've been to races in
oh,
the
yeah,
past, some
yeah.
dirt races.
He
and
used
stuff.
To
yeah,
boo
used
Tom
to...
Bush.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny. I'd like to hear that story.
My dad used to take us out to Craig Road Speedway
okay.
when we were little kids.
So you
kids.
Went way back. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always, it's kind of in my blood, I guess.
That's funny.
My dad raced for a little bit. in Oregon, ran some dirt track races.
Okay, so you've been around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he won a trophy dash and a heat race.
And usually I start there, but because of Cindy, I wanted to start first and go backwards.
Well, then they closed down Craig Road Speedway, and we didn't even have an oval track here
What did your dad race back in Oregon? You said dirt track? Like
jalopy
cars?
Jalopy types, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Then mom told him, you know, we're out of money, so you can't race
anymore.
Women
always ruining racing. That's why this one means something. How old were you back when your dad raced?
Geez, 2 or 3.
Oh, so this
was
early on.
Young,
this is before your little brother even existed.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's cool. So Craig Road Speedway, you had experience out there. Where does Tom Bush come into all this?
Well, they opened up the Speed Roam. Alex Rodriguez
built
the
Speed Roam.
Roam.
That's cool.
We used to hand out time tickets to the drag racers.
Yes, I remember those.
We'd get paid $25 a night.
No kidding. Yeah. I probably got one from you back in
those
days.
Possibly. Mid-80s, early 84, 83.
Yep, about 80 something like 84, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
So we got to watch him build that oval track that's now the Bull Ring.
Right.
And then we started spectating out there, and Tom Bush was winning every single week.
Everybody hates a winner, don't they?
Running away with it. My brother and I would just boo him to no end. And the two boys would sit in the same area we did behind us.
Oh, that's funny.
And we could hear him yelling, "Don't you boo my dad. Don't you boo my dad." This is Kurt and Kyle, right? And we just continually boo this guy.
And who would have known, right?
Yeah, who would have known? Who would have known?
That is funny.
The irony of it all.
Yep.
Yeah.
These guys become like these huge legends in racing, you know.
But at the same time, you know, I'd sit there and watch these cars racing around the track, and I was in my early 20s, and I'd always tell myself, I could do that. I know I could do that. I could race with those guys.
So you had a little bit of a want for that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
What divisions do you remember the most out there? Do you, any of them stick out the most to you? Like, was it a hobby stock type I think they called them sportsmen back then, like a super late model.
The hobby stocks and the, you know,
more
I think they called them
car.
Grand Americans
something. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Way back then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
I was always fascinated. I like the noise and the noise and the smells.
Yeah, and back then you didn't have any noise restrictions or anything.
Right.
So the louder it was, the better.
Mike Montez's dad too, right? Terrible Tommy.
Yeah.
He's watching.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Well, that's funny because you kind of was around it, and who would have thought you're getting back into it, and you hear these names today, you know, out at the racetrack in the pits and stuff like that. And
sure.
That's pretty cool.
And now he's a champion at that same track.
Right. Did you know when you first got into it with Cindy, did you know about the point structure or anything?
Yeah, I knew
Cindy?
About
okay.
the points.
Okay.
Sure.
So you knew that, you know, there were.
Sure. All racing series have
some type
points.
Of points.
Yeah.
Did you know how this structure is similar to, you know, other races that you've been around with drag racing, or is the point structure totally different?
I never, when I was drag racing, I never entered the point series.
Oh,
I just went out there to
have fun,
to try and win. And that's, I'll tell you what, drag racing is very difficult to win.
So were you out there winning against your own time, or are you trying to just beat the guy next to you?
Trying to beat the guy
next
to you.
So you would wait and kind of match up who you wanted to race against sometimes?
No, they'd line us up.
I used to see guys out there, like, they'd pull off to the side and wait and let a couple cars go because they wanted to race
Well, you could do that during the testing tune.
But not.
But during
elimination,
you go line up. First round, it's whoever you line up against.
Okay.
But after the first round, then they start pairing you up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, that's cool. I don't know anything about drag.
And I've lost races by 8/1000ths of a second.
Wow. That's just a blink of an eye, or just a miss on your pedal or something, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty difficult. It's fun, but it's difficult.
Right. That's pretty cool. When you got into the skid plate racing with Cindy, did you want to start winning some championships, or did you even think of it? I mean, obviously
I just wanted to win races.
Really? So
yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know,
And I felt in my heart that I could win a race.
You could tell you're getting faster and faster. And there had been some kind of something in there saying, man, maybe I need to hold back because your girlfriend here is racing.
No.
You don't give her any slack, huh?
No.
It, when you're on that track, it's competition. Really. You know, like
yeah, no slack. She's a, when we're on the racetrack, she's a competitor.
And same thing with you, Cindy. I mean, you guys don't detune each other's car when you're not looking. Bye, honey. I'm going to work.
Just another tweak, car to pack. Nope. I like having the competition. It's no fa- it's
right.
no fun just winning and you're like, you know, a lap ahead of everybody.
Right.
I want to race against equal competitors. That's more fun because then when you win, you're like, eh.
Right. You earned it. Right.
That's right. So, you know, like. The first race of the season, for example, it took me like four laps to pass him, and I couldn't pass him unless he made a mistake. But I was there, and he made a mistake, and I got it.
Did you ever cross your mind, like, man, I shouldn't have told him this certain tricks or secrets to make him fast? No.
Yeah, that crosses your mind all the time.
I wish I didn't tell him this. Yeah.
Yeah, because he'll ask me, well, what about this? I'm like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah, exactly, right? That's my secret. That's my thing.
Yeah, but he's the mechanic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's put a bad spark plug in this week now.
Matter of fact, I just found a bad spark plug wire on her car at the beginning of the year.
No, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was out watching a practice. I let Racer X try my car, mm-hmm. and her car was going by, and it's like, man, that thing isn't running right. It doesn't sound right. And sure enough, it had a bad spark plug wire on it.
You forgot you borrowed that one plug wire.
he saved that just in case he has to put it back on.
Yeah, well, I made that repair, and now she's faster again.
1 point away.
Mm-hmm. Although a lot of that's driver, too.
Right? Yeah, but
she's a
hell of
a driver.
Yeah, she is.
But you are, too. I mean, you come from never racing circle track to the hardest division on circle track. That's not even... It's not even natural to drive those around a circle. And
yeah,
you got
those
rookie
are pretty
of the year,
cars.
And then you come back for the championship. And at the championship came down to the last race of the season between three of us. And I didn't give it to you. I only lost by one position on the track the whole year, just to point that out. But
because
you were
still second.
Second.
And I'm the champion.
I was still the
exactly.
first loser.
You're the first loser.
That's the point. You were the best driver, the most consistent all season.
I was
you
the most consistent.
It. You earned it. That's how you win a championship.
Well, no, exactly. Consistency. You don't have to win races to get a championship either. You know, you just
that's
have
true.
To be consistent and do well. So.
And it's the bigger trophy at the end of the year. You get a trophy
only
when
by
you
that
win.
Much.
But
right.
the bragging rights oh, live forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is
forever.
Forever champion.
Forever champion.
Now, you know, that means something because you guys, you know, in any division, Matt, you know, you guys, we all put our heart, time, and effort into these hobbies. You know, these
money,
are hobby cars.
Relationship.
You work, yeah. You know, and luckily for you guys, you know, you understand each other. There's a lot of relationships. You know, one sided. You know, hey, we're into this, and they're into something else. You guys are kind of into the same thing, so that's pretty cool to be able to feed off that. You know,
yeah, it makes it fun.
So, you gonna do anything different to try to beat him next time we ever start racing again?
Well,
or?
The thing with any racing is seat time. The more seat time you have, the better you get. So,
why do you think? I mean, you said you were that close. What? Made you not get those couple extra points? You
he does not miss a practice. If there's a practice till midnight, he practices till midnight.
That seat time is important.
We go every Friday and do all the practice that we can. And, you know, like there'll be times I'll sit out, like, I'm not going to learn anything else. I'm not going out. And he still will. And then he's faster. Seat time matters.
I think a lot of it was luck, too. There's a lot of luck in racing.
Yeah, and there is.
Especially skid plate racing.
You know, I do have to agree there's some luck involved in any division, really. You might be doing your best, thinking you're going to do your best, something breaks, or vice versa, somebody else breaks at the right moment. You
but
know.
At the same time, you still have to put yourself in that position.
Sure. You have to be available
yes.
For that. I think they should take all the skid plate guys and, like, on one night, just everybody shift to the right. Everybody switches cars. You get in that car, you get in that car, you're Wonder Woman this night, and she's... I don't know. I think they should theme all the skid plates. I think should
I
be
think
themed.
All of them
are they really?
Yeah,
it's getting close. Yeah.
Getting close. What's your theme?
The Golden Knight.
The Golden. Oh. instant fans, right? Smart.
No, they still love Wonder Woman.
Okay. Who doesn't love Wonder Woman?
But he was a hockey fan before we had a hockey team, so he was thrilled when they came.
LA Kings fan?
Never.
Oh, that's God. Him. That's him, by the way.
Of course, that way.
Yeah, that's him. He's the LA
Kings. No, actually, I didn't really have a favorite team. I just loved watching the sport, especially, you know, Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's like me. I like football, but I watch the Super Bowl for sure. But you know, all year I might catch, you know, a few games here and there. Probably the same thing. But he's hockey all the way. I never knew there was that many hockey fans. I just didn't know there were that many hockey fans, especially in the desert. I mean, who would have thought, right? I don't know. Anyways, well, that's pretty cool. What's your brother's theme?
He doesn't have one.
Oh, see, that's why he's not winning championships.
Oh, there it is.
You got to have a theme to win a championship. What are some of the other themes out there, and are there some that you think?
There's a shark
pretty
car.
Cool. Shark, okay.
Yeah, John's a shark.
Sharknado guy.
The Klein crew, they have a car's red and yellow with clown shoes on top. So, maybe the clown car.
Say whose car that is again.
The Klein. They're the insane clown posse.
Klein posse. You are the freak.
Yeah, freak.
And
he's still the freak.
We had Racer X.
Oh yeah, Racer X. I like his
MO. Oh, not.
Well, I like him riding the wall. I like his style. Anyways, I'll get off that. So Racer X, that's a cool one.
We had a short bus, but he shortened it up a little too much.
Too much. Yeah. Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, the hillbilly car.
Uh
oh. He's got the Dukes of Hazzard horn.
Oh, no way. Is that the one with the wing on the top?
Yeah, yeah. Sprint car wing on the top.
Yeah, he's pretty creative.
Yeah.
Robert Leahy.
That's pretty cool.
He's really done a lot better this last season.
Yeah, he really improved. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see guys, like certain ones that you know they're going to be there, you know, up front as you're watching them? Do you see different guys out there? Do you know which ones are getting better?
Yeah.
Like that's one of them, I guess, what you talked about.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because the season that I ran, me and Robert were very close to each other. And it was Cindy and Dennis that would just
take off and go. Wow.
So me and Robert would be back and forth.
Right.
And then, like, I saw his times this last season.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, amazed that he was that much faster, that he's getting close to these guys.
You know what helped his confidence is when we went backwards on the track. When they flipped the coin and we had to go counterclockwise, clockwise, I guess, because we all sucked so bad. And he was like, wow, I'm running the same times as you guys. It kind of gave him some confidence.
Well, that's good. They only did that one time.
Twice.
Would you guys like to see more of that? I mean,
yeah,
I
set my car up different because I wouldn't go the other way. So I would welcome it now because now I'm not as fast going the other way since I made it more neutral.
The track's different going that way too.
Right.
Yeah. Is it more like an off ramp?
Yeah, you're looking at, you know, where you come onto the track.
That's
you're like
crazy.
Looking down there. You're like, oh, I'm going to run into Bob.
Right.
And then you turn. It's pretty weird.
That would be odd because I've never been on the track going the opposite direction.
Your brain. You know? Your brain. You have to fight your brain.
Right.
It's really weird. But then it's kind of the same. You know, the car's still funky and you're steering this way instead of this way.
Yeah, it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Really.
Would you mind if they did it like every race night, just basically a throw of a dice or something like that?
We thought they were
going to
do that.
Really?
Yeah. But they stopped after the 4th of July break. So the last two races were normal.
Weird. Are there any people that you know of that are opposed to going that upstairs? Just like the Bombers when they had the breakout, half the guys hated it and half the guys didn't mind it, you know?
I don't know. It kind of levels the playing field. I didn't hear anybody complain.
And that's, and you guys are out there for entertainment, obviously.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You know, even though you put the time and effort into a race car, you know, it's still entertainment, you know? That's what
the cream rises to the
top.
That's
right. I was just going to say,
no matter
it doesn't matter if we go right or left.
Yeah.
The same cars and drivers are up front.
That's true. That is true.
Do figure eight. I don't care. Let's go.
You know, there's been some couple guys. I think Gary Griffith would like to see the a mini stock once in a while.
Yeah, that'd be fun too. Make a chicane in the middle.
Oh,
or
see, there you go.
Sure. Maybe some pole racing. Put
yeah.
the tires on the back of them and do some pole racing.
That would
they
be
do
pretty
that
cool.
down in
Irwindale.
Stuff,
and the Orange Show.
Orange
they do
show.
That at the Orange Show.
Well, I think that would be pretty fun.
And then they do it at Willow Springs too, the little quarter mile
yep.
track down there.
Around, they had a tire, but they called it the pole racing.
Yeah,
so
we're racing. Available to be
entertainment
anytime
yep.
you want.
You know, and what's nice about that is, and Gary comes from a demolition, so he probably don't want to hear that, but with the skid plate entertainment, you know, you can throw it in there and not have a lot of mayhem and stuff, but still have the excitement of spinning out and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas demolition, obviously, it's cool too, but you're breaking crap. But I don't know.
We were talking before you got here about rollover competition, and you get $100 for every time.
I've never seen that
down in Orange.
Really, I've seen it on like videos and stuff. But
they have competitions. I don't think they have much of that anymore. But they
used
to have a lot of.
Do you like to see skid plates as rollover competitions?
I'll bow out.
Yeah, exactly. How do they do that? They put up a
it's a big ramp.
Oh, really?
And then you got to hit it
at a certain angle.
You hit it on whichever side you want to roll first.
That's crazy.
You just put the right side tires on it and ride it all the way up, and then it will make it, you know.
Weird.
Do you give the steering wheel a yank right as you're on the ramp?
No, I've never done
it. Car
I've never done it.
He just likes wrecking them. That's
there,
all.
Yeah. There was, back in 2000, there was a guy doing that rollover competition, and he hit the ramp center.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And they gave him $100 for height.
No way.
Yeah.
His back was broken, but when he landed.
They gave him $100
oh, right.
for height.
That's it.
Because he hit it straight. He didn't hit it with one of the wheels. He
that's
hit it
crazy.
Center car. So,
weird.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay, maybe not that. But we are available for any kind of entertainment.
Competition.
They want to
yeah, and it's competition. That's what makes
yeah.
it fun also.
Yeah.
You ever think about doing any other divisions out there? Bomber maybe? Or
yes, you need to get in a bomber. Sure.
I thought about it.
Dirt.
I'd really like to try dirt.
Dirt, yeah.
Yeah.
Prompt maybe or something
Lucas
like that.
Lucas says we got to get you in the class one car.
Anytime, Lucas.
So Lucas is your brother?
I used to. I was
Larry's here. Your brother.
Larry's my brother.
Lucas
Hand.
Lucas is a guy.
His,
that
I don't know. I'm
sponsored.
His father was my journeyman years ago.
That's
so
funny.
I used to go. They lived right behind the bar, and I would go drinking with Joe on Fridays. And Luke, I was probably 22. Lucas was 14.
Oh, that's funny.
Did he go with you?
No.
He'd
show up over there every once in a while.
Lucas
trying to get money.
Baron King and Lake Havasu, and they sponsored the
race for you guys
and the truck series.
Yeah.
And then whenever I was leaving, he made sure he was out there, and he'd always coax me into doing burnouts.
Right.
Which I'd oblige.
Right, exactly. Who doesn't want to be
right?
forced into doing burnouts, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you like to try the dirt? You think you can handle the dirt as good as Cindy? You took the bomber out, didn't you, with one of Gary's?
Yeah, I got humbled.
Really?
I think so. And over time,
yeah.
Just like anything else, you have to learn the discipline.
Right.
Plus, he's got the mechanic knowledge.
Right.
So I think he'd do really good in a super stock.
You know, especially like coming from a motorcycle. I noticed like a lot of guys that come from where they like motorcycles and ride motocross and stuff like that. They seem to be good at other things, you know, like racing and different types of racing.
He won't
anyway.
Go to Mexico with me and do Baja 1000, though.
That's Mexico.
That might be a Mexico thing, not a Baja thing. So.
I think a lot of it has to do with
it's the water down there.
On the motorcycle, when you ride a motorcycle, it's a dance. You have to dance with that machine and make it do what you want it to do.
Because
throttle control is a big part of that.
Well, in your body moving with the motorcycle the right way, and there's just a lot I think to it. I've never got into motorcycles, but it always would just beat the crap out of me because I'm just not, I guess, good at it, you know, but some guys are, you know, and those are the guys you can see, they just fluid with that motorcycle, you know, so But yeah, you're right. You have to kind of be part of
he
that.
He got to crew on a dirt modified at the last desert.
Yeah, that was cool.
I
think he'd be good at that too.
Man, those are some amazing machines, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Guys have.
They're pretty complex, especially the rear suspension.
And you wouldn't think so. Hey, that's just some dirt car, you know, dirt race car. But you start looking into those things, look underneath that body. Man, there is some engineering going on under there. We've seen some nice ones over at Lewis PRI. Uh-huh. Some new technology and stuff like that. Man, they put a lot into those things.
As a matter of fact, Michael and I were looking at this one modified, and I'm like, Mike, this has to be display, man. They can't race this thing. It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And like the next day we went back, and as we were walking by, one of the guys was telling another guy, oh, yeah, man, I can drive this car anytime I want. I just got to call him up, and he'll bring it to the track, and I'll take it out. I'm like, man, they can't race that.
That's too nice.
It was beautiful for a dirt late super or what modified.
Right? This one was mod, but the dirt late models that they're, I mean, they're almost the
same.
Sure,
they're
nowadays.
Pretty much the same. Yeah. They're almost the same chassis.
And yeah, and the things they do with these things.
That's on my bucket list, dirt late model. We got to do that.
How about modified first?
Go.
And she just likes jumping in the deep end, right?
Well, that's when I first started racing. That was the PC division.
Right.
So.
You How about a late model truck?
Yeah, that was super fun. That was super fun. Yeah, when is your guys' next race?
Nobody knows.
When they let us race.
When the country's back.
When we get out of prison.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and you know, and realistically, it's crazy times we're all going through. And, you know, we all have an itch to get back out racing, but we don't know when that's going
to actually we were supposed to be in Havasu this weekend coming up.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, my Facebook memory is 2 years ago we were at Havasu watching the race.
Yeah.
Hey, there's more time to work on the cars.
Yeah.
So first race.
We don't work on cars. We don't work on cars.
That's right.
Our shop is a truck shop. My car needs to go to the frame shop and have part of the body pulled out. But
your skid plate?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes when they wreck, they're better.
This one isn't
hilarious.
Better. This one's
frame?
Better.
Really? Frame shop. Yeah. I got a light pole.
I mean, I had a mini.
With my luck, I'd pull a light pole over on top of myself.
I mean, I had a mini stock way back in the day that, you know, I just couldn't get it right, and I happened to smack the wall or something just right, and I was gonna bend it back, and I just went out and it was better than before.
That
you know?
Was your Honda, Cindy's Honda.
Yeah, my old car
really?
My brother has. That sucker was way faster after the wreck.
See, and sometimes it just takes that little bit of tweaking that you didn't know it needed to get it right.
So whatever way that thing bent, you know, it's
Well, mine's not bent the right way.
Nah, that sucks. I mean, was it a, you know what you got to do, what direction to go with it to make it right? Is that?
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Yeah, because it's always a question. You know,
I have all new ball joints for it, and I was going to take it over to TJ's shop. We're going to put it up on the lift and check center lines and whatnot.
Wait a minute. This is a skid plate division. This is an entertainment division.
So how much of last season was on the bent frame?
All season.
So you get a championship, but now you want to screw that all up. Okay.
Make the car better, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we are out of time. Real quick, you got some sponsors I know that helped you guys out. I know we're under some crazy times. But
well, we definitely wouldn't be here without TJ. So
TJ.
Thank you, TJ Clark.
Yeah.
And Debbie.
Great people, too, by the way.
Absolutely.
So
I'm glad Debbie could come in.
Yeah. We'll talk to TJ.
Well, if we ever get Enzo back.
We will next week.
725-3332.
That's right. If you didn't hear that, then we're sorry. Cindy can help you. But anyway, we will hear more from Enzo next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And please join us. Thanks for Dennis for coming
thanks
in
for
last
having
minute. Me. Cindy, thanks for popping in. And Matt, thanks for making it. I know you.
Later.
It's a stressful day for you. Yep. So thanks for being here. You know, I don't want to say too much, but thanks. It really means a lot.
Yep. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for coming in, Dennis.
Thanks, Cindy, for having me.